If the Duke with the other Dukes come not to composition with the King of Hungary, why then all the Dukes fall upon the King.
Heaven grant us its peace, but not the King of Hungary.
Amen.
Thou concludest, like the sanctimonious pirate that went to sea with the Ten Commandments, but scraped one out of the table.
Thou shalt not steal.
Aye, that he raised.
Why, 'twas a commandment to command the captains and all the rest from their functions. They put forth to steal. There's not a soldier of us all that in the thanksgiving before meat do relish the petition world that prays for peace.
I never heard any soldier dislike it.
I believe thee, for I think thou never wast where grace was said.
No? A dozen times at least.
What, in metre?
In any proportion or in any language.
I think, or in any religion.
Aye, why not? Grace is grace, despite of all controversy. As, for example, thou thyself art a wicked villain, despite of all grace.
Well, there went but a pair of shears between us.
I grant. As there may, between the lists and the velvet, thou art the list.
And thou the velvet. Thou art good velvet. Thou art a three-piled piece, I warrant thee. I had as lief be a list of an English curzy as be piled, as thou art piled for a French velvet. Do I speak feelingly now?
I think thou dost, and indeed with most painful feeling of thy speech. I will, out of thine own confession, learn to begin thy health, but whilst I live, forget to drink after thee.
I think I have done myself wrong, have I not?
Yes, that thou hast, whether thou art tainted or free.
Behold, behold, where madam mitigation comes.
I have purchased as many diseases under her roof as comes to...
To what, I pray?
Judge.
To $3,000 a year?
Aye, and more.
A French crown more.
Thou art always figuring diseases in me. But thou art full of error. I am sound.
Nay, not as one would say healthy, but so sound as things that are hollow. Thy bones are hollow. Impiety has made a feast of thee.
How now? Which of your hips has the most profound sciatica?
Well, there's one yonder arrested and carried to prison. Was worth 5,000 of you all.
Who's that, I pray thee?
Marry, sir, that's Claudio, Senior Claudio.
What? Claudio to prison? 'Tis not so.
Nay, but I know 'tis so. I saw him arrested, saw him carried away. And which is more, within these 3 days, his head's to be chopped off.
But after all this fooling, I would not have it so. Art thou sure of this?
I'm too sure of it. And it's for getting Madame Julietta with child.
Believe me, this may be. He promised to meet me 2 hours since, and he was ever precise in promise-keeping.
Besides, you know, it draws something near to the speech we had for such a purpose.
But most of all, agreeing with the proclamation.
Away! Let's go learn the truth of it.
What with the war, what with the sweat, and what with the gallows, and what with poverty, I'm cast and shrunk. Now, now, what's the news with you?
Yonder man is carried to prison.
Where? What's he done?
A woman.
But what's his offence?
Groping for trouts in a peculiar river.
What? Is there a maid with child by him?
No, but there's a woman with maid by him. You have not heard of the proclamation, have you?
What proclamation, man?
All houses in the suburbs of Vienna must be plucked down.
And what to become of those in the city?
They shall stand for siege. They had gone down too, but that a wise burgher put in for them.
But shall all our houses of resort in the suburbs be pulled down?
To the ground, mistress.
Why, here's a change indeed in the Commonwealth. What shall become of me?
Come, fear not you. Good counsellors lack no clients. Though you change your place, you need not change your trade. I'll be your tapster still. Courage, there will be pity taken on you. You that have worn your eyes almost out in the service, you will be considered.
What's to do here, Thomas Tapster? Let's withdraw.
Here comes Senior Claudio, led by the provost to prison. And there's Madame Juliet.
Fellow, why dost thou show me thus to the world?
Bear me to prison where I am committed.
I do it not in evil disposition, but from Lord Angelo by special charge.
Thus can the demigod authority make us pay down for our offense by weight. Words of heaven. On whom it will, it will. On whom it will not, so. Yet still 'tis just.
Why, how now, Claudio? Whence comes this restraint?
From too much liberty, my Lucio, liberty. A surfeit is the father of much fast, so every scope by the immoderate use turns to restraint. Our nature's to pursue, like rats that ravin down their proper bane, a thirsty evil. And when we drink, we die.
If I could speak so wisely under an arrest, I would send for certain of my creditors. And yet, to say the truth, I had as lief have the foppery of freedom as the morality of imprisonment. What's thy offense, Claudio?
What but to speak of would offend again?
What, it's murder?
No.
Lechery?
Call it so.
Away, sir. You must go.
One word, good friend. Lucio, a word with you.
100, if they'll do you any good. Is lechery so looked after?
Thus stands it with me. Upon a true contract, I got possession of Julietta's bed. You know the lady, she is fast my wife, save that we do the denunciation lack of outward order. This we came not to, only for propagation of a dower remaining in the coffer of her friends, from whom we thought it meet to hide our love till time had made them for us. But it chances the stealth of our most mutual entertainment with character too gross is writ on Juliet.
With child, perhaps.
Unhappily, even so. And a new deputy now for the Duke. Whether it be the fault and glimpse of newness, or whether that the body public be a horse whereon the governor doth ride, who newly in the seat, that it may know he can command, lets it straight feel the spur, whether the tyranny be in his place or in his eminence that fills it up, I stagger in. But this new governor awakes me all the enrolled penalties which have like unscoured armor hung by the wall so long that 19 zodiacs have gone round and none of them been worn. And for a name, now puts the drowsy and neglected act freshly on me. 'Tis surely for a name.
I warrant it is. And thy head stands so tickle on thy shoulders that a milkmaid, if she be in love, may sigh it off. Send after the Duke and appeal to him.
I have done so, but he's not to be found. I prithee, Lucio, do me this kind service. This day, my sister should the cloister enter and there receive her approbation. Acquaint her with the danger of my state. Implore her in my voice that she make friends to the strict deputy. Bid herself assay him. I have great hope in that. For in her youth there is a prone and speechless dialect, such as move men. Beside, she hath prosperous art when she will play with reason and discourse, and well she can persuade.
I pray she may, as well for the encouragement of the like, which else would stand under grievous imposition, as for the enjoying of thy life, who I would be sorry should be thus foolishly lost at a game of tic-tac. I'll to her.
I thank you, good friend Lucio.
Within 2 hours.
Come, officer. Away.